If God so loved the world, John 3:16, then why doesn't he save the world? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, people often point a finger at the Bible and say, why is it so exclusive? I mean, aren't we all God's children?
John, the Bible teaches we were made by God, for God, and in the image of God. We were built for a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. But the problem is we no longer automatically qualify. As C.S. Lewis said, there's been a great divorce. In Genesis 5, we read that God made man in his image, but after the fall of man, sin entered the world, and Adam's line began to reflect his image.
And in that sense, we have lost our status. We've lost our inheritance.
We don't start out in a right relationship with God, only to lose it if we're really, really bad. We start out in a broken relationship, one that's in desperate need of repair.
So it's not true to say that we're all children of God.
Listen to John's Gospel chapter 1 and the importance of a relationship with Jesus. To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
So being called a child of God is conditional. It is exclusive.
It's based on whether or not we trust in God's Son, Jesus Christ. If we do, we're welcomed back into God's family forever. Remember, every religion is exclusive. They all point in different directions. Most say we can work our way to get wherever we need to go, but the Bible says there's nothing we can do to reach up to God. The good news, God chose to reach down to us when he sent his Son Jesus Christ into the world. And to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God.
Straight from the pages of Scripture. Great truth there. Thank you, Alec. Reason Why with Alec McClellan is ultimate truth for ordinary people. More at reasonwhy.org, reasonwhy.org.